Subject, should the other woman attend his funeral? Wait till you hear this letter. I recently attended a funeral of a 60-plus-year-old whose brother is a friend of mine. There was an open mic segment allowing everyone who wanted to come forward and share memories about the deceased. There were many accolades, especially about how he had been such a good friend, good and faithful husband to his wife of 30 years of marriage. This grieving widow sat in the front row, taking all this in and receiving hugs and kisses from everyone. The final person to approach the microphone was a stunning young woman carrying a blanket.
Lord Jesus.
Here we go. Her words were, and I quote, "I will miss him most of all. He was my best friend, and we spent every day together. But I will always have a part of him with me, because this is his baby." That woman unfolded the blanket, and a two-month-old baby popped out. She held that baby up in the air like Kunta Kinte and announced that the baby boy... This is crazy. Oh, what? And announced that the baby boy was named after the deceased. Steve, you could hear a pin drop in that place. I think I held my breath until the pallbearers took the casket out of the church. My question for you, Stephen Shirley, should the other woman come to his funeral? And is she entitled to anyone's sympathy? After all, if she loved him and he loved her, she may be hurting just as much as his wife. Is she entitled to anyone's sympathy? No. You know, and to that I ask you, is this letter for real? I mean, you know, I have been to some dramatic funerals before, but this one really sounds like it's from a TV sitcom or a movie or something. This woman was so wrong. She was so dead wrong in what she did at the funeral. She embarrassed the wife. She humiliated the wife in front of her family, in front of her friends. You know, why couldn't the other woman, if she was going to come to the funeral, just pay her respects quietly and keep it moving? I mean, she was in the background while he was alive. She should have kept it that way and not try to make a spectacle of herself and make the funeral all about her. You know, I think this was disrespectful. It was hurtful. It was hateful. You know, this was just horrible for her to do this to this woman at the funeral. You know, I got that you may be hurt because your man died, but you know, he had you in the background. Stay there, especially at the funeral. Steve? This is crazy, huh?
I've actually had this experience before.
No. Have you?
I went to a funeral. Not just dramatic. Nobody pulled the baby out. But I heard a woman at a funeral say, "I'm going to miss him so much." Mm. And the wife was right there on the front row. And I was sitting there going, okay, this is not a good this is not a good time for this.
No.
Man. I was at another funeral, and a girl came to my boy's funeral and talked to my other best friend and pulled him to the side and said, "Do you think I should say something to the wife because I know how she feel?" We put her in a hammer lock and pulled her to the back of the church and said, "Hold on, this ain't the day to make this announcement."
Not today. Crazy.
You attended the funeral of this man whose brother that's a friend of yours. That was an open mic segment. Everybody wanted to say something, came up and said it. How good and faithful a husband he was to his wife for 30 years. That's what you're supposed to say at a funeral. You're supposed to say the good stuff about the person, even if you know it ain't true. Funeral is a time where the most lies can get told, if it requires that. See, some funerals require a lie to be told in order for it to be a nice funeral. Everybody want to have a nice funeral where people say nice stuff about him. But if the dude that's laying up there was a trick his whole life and everybody know it, then it's the only appropriate time where lying is accepted.
Really?
And you should lie at a funeral. You can't just go up there and just tell the truth. Look, ain't nobody like him. I don't know why we all here. I done pressed the suit out for this. You can't open up. Look, he stole, he robbed, he stealed his entire life. Damn it, it's about time he got on up out of here.
Steve.
You can't say that at a person's funeral.
No.
Even if they trifling. Look, listen to me. Somebody gonna be at the funeral and gonna be sad and gone.
Yeah.
But I think that a person should lie in these events. Now, the truth got told at this funeral.
Wow.
Now, ain't nobody want the truth.
Too much.
Kunta Kinte was presented to the sun god and everybody sitting there. Here what shocked everybody. This what made this moment truthful. She said, the last person to approach the microphone was a stunning young woman.
Yes.
That's why everybody's imagination started racing to. Oh, hell. Look at him. What do we have here? And then after she made her statement, everybody, ain't nobody in the church go, and that's some bull crap. Shut up lying on my brother. Everybody went, all right, now.
Because she was stunning, Steve.
So I'm telling you, once you come up there and you super fine, everything you say sound good. Because even if it wasn't, do you know how many 60-year-old dudes were sitting there going, all right, now. So it's like I'm 60, huh?
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.